from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think it's really important, Donnie. I brought this up with Greg Brown. I'm glad he agreed. Sometimes Brownie and I end up at loggerheads, and sometimes it's a surprise to me because maybe I'm missing something or we just butt heads. But I'm glad he and I were on the same page with this. I think it is very important. The Pirates have tried to be like ultra careful with these arms, Jones and Skene specifically. I think they have tried to be very judicious. I think it's really important, and I've been beating this drum about just how they've handled these pitchers this year so far, all year long, really. They need to get him, even if there's this idea, why would you waste the bullets, right? Why would you waste innings on a team that's right now 8 games under .500, looks like they're going nowhere, had the season-killing swoon, all that stuff, right? They have to, if they want him for next year to be close to a full-season pitcher whose innings don't have to get managed, if you take like 190 or thereabouts as like the number that a bona fide starter is going to throw, right? And he's been working his pitch count back up. He's got to try to throw at least, 40 more innings this year? Like, I would say, ultimately, you can make the outings a little bit shorter if you want, but you've got to trot him out there as many times as you can get him back on the field, because you want that innings count to be as close to, I don't know, 130, 135 as you could possibly get it, so you can at least get 170 or 80 out of him next year. Like, I think the way that they decide to handle him in this, the rest of this season, Donnie, is going to be very telling about how they feel about next year. Because if he only throws 115, 120 innings, he isn't going to pitch the entire season next year.
Well, I think the way, depending on how this season goes, which I think that something else you and Greg touched on, we're getting to the point where you can maybe concede the rest of 2024. That's probably the biggest thing to watch, like the biggest Pirates storyline, I would say, for the final month of the season. Like, what are they going to do with Paul Skene? Because that will kind of directly dictate how they expect to handle things next season, unless they completely throw the famed Verducci rule right out the window.
Which I don't think that they're going to be tempted to do, especially with Jones. Maybe you could argue that Skene, they'd be more tempted because there's probably a sense that they figure he's not going to be here long term. They're not going to be able to ink him to an extension. And so you might get a little bit of, well, let's just get everything we can take from this guy for the time we have him, and then he's somebody else's to deal with. But like in Jones's case, I could honestly see them looking at him if he looks like a frontline starter and saying, maybe we try to give him a Mitch Keller deal. He's not as big of a guy. Like, I just don't think it's in their, you know, kind of in their wheelhouse or their ballpark to throw the Verducci rule out the window. I think they're too measured in their approach, and that's why I think they've got to do something they probably don't feel comfortable doing right now, but they need to, and that's just get aggressive with him, with the innings. Like, let him. Do you remember when Jones got hurt, Donnie? This is like asking you to dig back. Do you remember the day they took him out of the game? It was the last game he pitched at the major league level this year. He got interviewed after the game about, like, could he have kept going, basically? And then he said, yeah, I could have, but it wouldn't have been smart. Do you remember that exchange?
Yeah, I just know it was right around the 4th of July.
Right, but you remember specifically that he said that. Like, yeah, I could have kept pitching, but it would have been dumb to do so.
Yeah, and then it all kind of caught us off guard when he was put
right,
on the IL.
Correct, and the amount of time that he was put on the IL seemed like kind of out. Doesn't it seem a little bit out of whack, given how relatively uninjured he seemed?
Yes, absolutely.
So that is what has me sort of raising this question. Like, they have his innings are going to be cut pretty significantly, and it just, you know, there's nothing about, like, service time here, too, because he's just been on the IL. They didn't, like, demote him or do anything like that, you know what I mean? They didn't say, like, oh, you had a bad start. Like, he's accruing service time, so I don't think there's any funny business like that going on here. But just the way that they've handled this specific injury feels like, okay, we were hyper-cautious about it. We basically shut him down. And now they have to do something that I think they probably feel might be a little bit risky, and that's build him up quickly, or else he's just not at their disposal for the entirety of next year. It's just something, I'm going to be watching. Like, if we get less in the way of Paul Skene's work at the end of this year, I think hopefully the counterbalance to that, or the counterweight to that, is going to be that we see more out of Jared Jones. Because he was as fun as Skene's to watch, in my opinion, when he was going good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.